Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler. Although some people may think that beef Wellington is hopelessly passé in today's sleek, modern culinary environment, I seriously doubt they would turn up their snarky noses at a plate of this great holiday tradition. And Chef Jerry Pellegrino of Scola Cooking School, as fancy as beef Wellington is, it isn't terribly difficult to make.
I mean, I think you can master it first time around.
I think so.
I mean, you know, obviously there are some tricks to this trade, and it is a great old dish. And correct, I mean, it's a classic because it is a classic. You know, there's certain things you don't mess with, and this is one of them.
Yeah, for instance, puff paste. Well, what it is, it's a tenderloin of beef wrapped in puff pastry, and usually there's some sort of filling in there surrounding the beef.
Right.
Traditionally, it's been foie gras or a duxelle, or sometimes bacon. Today, prosciutto ham is quite often used.
Or all of the above.
All of the above. I mean, there's no real law. And the Duke is long gone, so he's not going to come around and arrest you.
Right.
But I think it's really a fun thing to make. It takes a bit of preparation.
Sure.
And the key thing, I think, is figuring out what to do with that tenderloin. Tenderloin is a very tender but kind of bland tasting meat.
Sure.
So you're going to flavorize it a little bit.
Yeah.
A lot of recipes have you smearing it with mustard, for instance.
Interesting.
A good Dijon mustard.
Huh.
Just when it's still warm. You're going to always sear the beef.
Right. The idea is that since it's baking, almost steaming inside of pastry, to give it that lovely caramelized texture and flavor, we're going to start by getting this beautiful piece of beef in a nice hot, preferably cast iron skillet, seasoning it well with salt and pepper, and then searing it all around to get a very dark mahogany color all around the meat.
Yeah. And then you just set it aside after you put your mustard on it and just let it cool down.
For sure.
And then the next thing you're to do, and I got to say this, Jerry, I did some research on it. This is a recipe that on paper looks a little confusing.
And complicated.
And complicated.
Right.
Fortunately, there are some marvelous videos out, and the one that I liked best is Gordon Ramsay. Maybe not my favorite chef in the world, but a great teacher.
Right. Yes, and his videos are very informative.
Yeah, so he takes you through the whole thing, and as you know, I'll be inviting you over for a holiday
dinner. Yeah, looking
dinner.
Forward to
I'm gonna
it.
Make
yeah,
it. I'm
sure.
Going to follow his recipe.
Yeah, huh.
But he wraps the log of meat with, first of all, some prosciutto ham, and then duxelle, which is a mixture basically of chopped mushrooms. He throws in garlic.
Shallot, typically.
Shallots, yeah.
Hit it with a little brandy.
He's going to put in some chestnuts also.
Nice.
And put it all through the food processor.
Right.
And you wrap this whole thing up, and you wrap it into the pastry. And you're only going to cook it for about 25, 30 minutes. I really encourage people to use a meat thermometer on this one.
Definitely.
And I think about 145.
Should be perfect.
Because it'll continue to cook a little bit.
Yeah, you're going to take it out and let it rest just like you would any other meat. But the pastry should be golden brown, and inside you should be somewhere around medium rare.
It should be a nice pink color.
I agree.
And one thing you can do is use the leftover duxelle to make a nice little red wine duxelle sauce.
Sauce. Perfect.
You know, and some broth, and man, you're in business.
It is a very festive holiday treat.
It is. Put a sprig of holly on it or something when you bring it to the table. Perfect. I'm going to put the recipe and some notes on making it on the website. You can try it at home.
I like it.
I'm Al Spohler.
And I am Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.